that me, the wretched sinner, can be saved. Worship him for the unmerited favor he has bestowed upon us. Not because we deserve it, not because we are worthy, not because we are faithful, not even because we are alive. That's why God is God. Father, we worship him. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration, Father. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Ancient world will bless you. Keeper of our lives will bless you. Our Redeemer, our Savior will bless you. Our anchor, our shield will bless you. Our mercy, our righteousness will bless you. The fountain of life will bless you. The river of life will bless you. Eternal life will bless you. Thank you, Father, Lord. No one can be compared with you. Blessed be your name. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can we take this song?
Blessed be thy name. Blessed be thy name. Blessed be thy name.
According to your word today, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want to thank our daddy in absentia and the council chairman for approving this privilege for me to stand before the church of God, the children of God. I pray may the grace of God continually be with you and the entire council and the pastorate in Jesus' name. This morning, by His mercy, the next few minutes, I want to look at the topic. Empty religion.
The first day I received the pamphlet to take this message, I looked at it. Can a small boy like me take this powerful message? If you look at it at the physical level, this message should be taken like that
that you yourself will be our father in the Old Testament, in ministry, that I can understand the rudiments of the word, but I know God has a purpose for this, and I pray we will not abuse this, especially we, the younger generation, in Jesus' name. Empty religion. What do we understand by the word empty religion?
I tried to search to get few knowledge about the time
of the word empty religion. And it says, is doing religious acts devoid of the love for God. Doing religious acts. Very wonderful, you might be a pastor, bishop, archbishop. You might be an usher in the church. A chorister, Sunday school teacher, children's Sunday school teacher, instrumentalist, doing it wonderfully well outside the love of God. Doing it seriously, but not carrying the owner along. Another one says, he's doing religious rituals one day in, one day out, but doing your own thing the rest of the time. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Doing religious rituals as we all gather today now. Somebody once said, if Jesus will come, just come on Sunday, so that many people can go to heaven. I was still saying that it's a lie. Because there are many transactions that are going on in church now.
Praise God. On Sunday, everyone looks good. When the ushers are welcoming you to the church, you're like, God, let's just come and let's just come, and the way the brother and the sister will shake you, God bless you. The way the chorister will sing, the way the message will come, it will ask you, just stay here and be tabernacle for Jesus, so that we'll just stay in church forever.
But the moment we step out of the church, another life entirely. There is life for Sunday service, and there is life after Sunday service. That is another definition of empty religion. Praise God. Some even think that all what God wants from them. All God wants from them is just go to church, sacrifice their money by giving tithes, even some people will boast in fasting, some people to the length of giving up anything. You know, when the years come to an end, you will be getting different kind of restitution. I won't smoke again, I won't lie again, I won't lie again, I won't drink again. All manner of things. To portray this, there is a conversation between God and the children of Israel in the book of Micah chapter 6,
3 to 8 and 10 to 12.
But before that, tell God about us to do that. Some even cheat in business and acting violently against others. All these are the package of empty religion. Praise the Lord. Can we go to our text? We just read Acts chapter 19
from 11 to 17.
That will be our foundational text, then we'll build on that with other scriptures. Acts 19 from verse 11 to 17.
And God brought special miracles by the hands of Paul,
so that from his body were brought unto the sea handkerchiefs or aprons, and the disease depart from them, and the evil spirit went out of them.
The certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call
over them which had evil spirits, in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus,
whom Paul preached.
Preached. 14. And here are seven sons of one Kepha, a Jew, and the chief of the priest, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know.
But all
and the man whom the evil spirit was leading on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and the Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Amen. Before we go to that text, let's quickly have a little understanding of this place. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. The main text is Acts 18. 18 to chapter 19, 1 to 17. But because of our time,
to run through it.
And what actually goes with what we are looking at, empty religion, boils down to this act of the children of Cephas. Praise God. There are other actors or characters from the beginning of the chapter that I will not permit us to look at.
There was this family, Aquila and Priscilla, this young man called Apollos,
Paul, and these people. They did wonderfully well. The young man called Apollos was having the knowledge of the doctrine or teaching of John the Baptist,
but he has not been equipped by the message of Jesus. And the family of Aquila and Priscilla took this man in, taught him,
mentored him, tutored him on the right path, and this man support to it. And it became a veritable weapon in the heart of God to change many people to Christ Jesus. If you look at Paul himself, Maybe the ark of this, when the son of Sceva saw this, how can these people be doing all these things? Which can do it now? Especially we are sons of prophet, priest. Which can do this? We can cast out demons. We can heal the sick, the way Paul is doing. How can they bring a handkerchief to somebody's body and put it on the sick, on the dead, and this man will come back to life, this dead body will come back to life?
Let us use this.
They have been succeeding in this act for many times, in this act of empty religions many times. The day came that they were put to open this grace.
I don't know the other name they might have been using. Whenever you mention the name of these people, we stand still for them because they have the backing of God.
But you young men, please, we will not see your brother in Agatha. Who are you even coming from?
The thought is as usual, business as usual, and you are discouraged. Praise the Lord. I pray we will not experience this grace in the name of Jesus.
They have been doing this. And what they did was just following the line of their fathers. The priests, they are among the people that killed Jesus. Thinking that doing ritual religious acts or going to church, being a priest, is what God requires from them. Paying tithes, praying, standing in the synagogue, being called archbishop, most reverend archbishop, doctor, professor, apostle, is what they are looking for. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Quickly, let's go to other texts that will give us understanding that summarize in a little, because the danger and syndrome of empty religion is too enormous for us to discuss. But Titus chapter 1 verse 16 summarize this for us in four places. Titus chapter 1 verse 16. Syndromes or danger of empty religion. Number one is that they profess that they know God. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him. Titus chapter 1, verse 16. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. Number one, they profess that they know God. They profess that they know Jesus, thinking that by singing, by mere talent and gift is enough to serve God. But that's not what God is looking for. God is looking for a relationship. God is looking for a walk with Him, not only work for Him. There are many people walking in their suit that the VC does not know them for one day. I'm lying. But there are some people that can change the decision of VC, and they are workers here as well. There is no mutual work. But they want to identify with God. They want to identify with His heart, but not His ways. Bible says, God made His ways known to Moses, but His heart to whom? To the children of Israel. When God wanted to establish church with them at Mount, at Mount Horeb now, He said, they told Moses, we don't want God to speak to us. You go and come back and tell us what God is saying. They want to identify with God, but they don't want His ways, but His heart. That's what happened to the children. several sons of Sceva.
The in the name of Jesus that Paul preached,
come out.
And you can also see that
in 1 Samuel, sorry,
John chapter 9, 30 to 16. I want to see that John 9, 30 to 16.
John 9, 13 to 16. They brought him who formerly was blind to the Pharisees.
Now it was a Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also asked him again how he had received his sight.
He said to them, if he put clay on my eyes, and I watch and I see.
Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, because he does not keep his Sabbath.
Others say, how can a man who is a sinner do such signs? And there was division among them. Praise God. They are leaders, spiritual leaders of their time. They want to identify with God. They want people to call them the title.
But the ways of the Lord will never come in time with it. Check yourself. These people we are talking about, we are not talking of unbelievers, we are talking of people in the church identifying with the name church. But their lifestyle, their lifestyle is contrary to the word of God. Which state are you? Praise God. Have you ever for one day
established a relationship with God, or you have plain empty religion?
Empty religion cannot take you and I anywhere at all. Number two, being abominable. Empty religion will attract all manner of things to your life. If you have not confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have not established a relationship with God. Forget who you are, forget your belief, forget whatever status you are carrying or you are holding in church.
Your life is exposed to one of danger. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12, 17, 22, 29 to 30. The sons of Eli, the sons of a reputable minister,
in the chapel they sleep with women. Anytime they are coming for sacrifice, it is their own force, no more reference for God.
But when people see them, that is son of their Bible, that is son of Agio. Praise the Lord.
Empty religion. They carry title, they don't carry grace. They carry position, but they don't carry walk with God.
We see what ended their life. Disgrace. Shame. That's one of the things that empty religion carry along anytime it's approaching or it's entering a man's life.
Another thing that you can see in the life of anybody practicing empty religion is disobedience.
Disobedience. We can see that in Matthew 23, just pen it down, Matthew 23, 1 to 39,
you will see what Jesus Christ was talking about, the Pharisees. Woe to you, Pharisees! Woe to you! 7 words in that chapter. They love title, they love position, especially verse 4 to 12. They are ready to take the place of Jesus in the church, even in the life of the members. They love title. Anything that another person is doing that is not coming from them, that person is not right. They are the only right people in the church.
You can read this. Matthew chapter 23, empty religion.
Disobedience to the order of God, just like those three disciples. Anything they are teaching you, do them, but never follow whatever they are doing. Anything they are teaching you, do it, but don't follow their steps.
Praise the Lord. Are you not? Am I not among them?
We remember the story of the sons, seven sons of Sceva.
in the name of Jesus that Paul preached. Not in the name of Jesus that they preach. Not in the name of Jesus that they know. Not in the name of Jesus that died for them. God is looking for relationship, not service alone. If God is looking for service, God can use anything and anybody to do that. How many of us remember the reading that fed Elijah for 40 days and 40 nights? We had a difficult for God to raise foresters, to raise churches. How many of us remember the ox that spoke? Can't you see it here in any way? Praise God.
God can use anything, but what God is looking from you and I is what?
Relationship. Mutual relationship. Confess Him as your Lord and personal Savior. If it is money, if it is food, Bible says 10,000 cows or 1,000 cows upon the earth, not who?
The money you are bringing to church, the resources you provided for CBN to make it.
If it is our money God needs, God will have made it on the operation. If it is food, God would, the angels will prepare it, there will be no small source.
Sometimes we go to party, we will prepare for you, we will begin to hear complaint.
This will not do well. Source too much, the rice don't even know. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Last year, on that Titus chapter 1,
verse 4, and on the last one there is, and unto every good work,
rewards. We will see that in 1 John chapter 2, verse 4, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 7. Let's see 1 John chapter 2, verse 4.
He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments,
is the what?
And the truth is not what?
In him.
If you say you know Jesus, if you say you are a true child of God, and are not doing the business and the commandment of God, even Jesus can summarize it into two. Love the Lord God with all your what?
With all your heart. With all your soul, with all what?
With all your mind. And love your neighbor as what?
As yourself.
The summary of the whole commandment that we are talking about. If these two are not manifesting in your life, you are a liar. If it's not in my life, I'm a liar. We are just playing empty
religion. And it will not take us far at all. It will lead to hellfire. Praise God. So that we can have time to pray. What are the solutions to these syndromes and danger of empty religion?
Or ritual, or religious rituals.
It is also in Titus chapter 2, 11 to 15. Titus chapter 2, 11 to 15. Way forward. Let me quickly read.
For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
First thing for you to be saved from empty religion, from this danger, is for you to confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Genuinely be saved. You must be saved genuinely. Forget anything and everything that you do in church. Without it, you have not established relationship with God. When you ask some people, when do you give your life to Christ, they will begin to tell you, my father was among the people that built the church in our village. My father is a Christian.
Mm-mm. That's not what you're talking about.
I have been attending our Savior's Chapel from the day the foundation of this, of that, we started with the founder of our Savior's Chapel.
That is not what you're talking about.
Which day heaven actually rejoiced over you for confessing Him
as Lord, personal, and Savior.
So says, teaching all that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and and the glorious appearing of God, of great God, and our Savior Jesus Christ. Another thing here is for you to have a good relationship to come out of an empty religion, you must deny every ungodly attitude. Every ungodly attitude. Bible says, if the righteous can be scarcely saved, what will happen to the unrighteous? If the devil will be shut in so that the elect will not be deceived, what will happen with people that are playing religion with God? The moment there is a word coming to your witness, you begin to grumble. That's when you see some people, they will tell you, Shebi, Bible says, Timothy should take small wine because of his belly. Some people will say that, what about Abraham? Maybe he has two wives.
What about Lamech in Genesis?
He was the first person to have two wives in the Bible. What did God do about it? They will begin to quote the Bible to support their witnesses. You are playing empty religion. You cannot go far with God. You must deny every ungodly and lust of the world.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus.
Another thing there is, if you do not know where you are going, there is opportunity for you to relax or not to be focused anymore. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Be expectant. Remember that the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is at hand. When that is at the front,
that's at the back, because if you turn, you might not be able to see.
Let it be at your chest, your breastplate, that the Jesus Christ is coming. That one will help you save guide you and I from empty religion. Be expectant. Be expectant.
Paul says, in this house
is where our hope and life ends. We are all men, what? Most miserable. Let me tell you one thing. What differentiates you and I from Ibe or Shun or these idol worshippers? It's not because we come to church. It's the salvation of our soul. Our relationship with God. That's what distinguishes us from them. Some people live good life more than us that are in church. But that will not take them to heaven. What can save you and I is to confess Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior. We have four prayer points here we will pray.
Number one is this.
May religion, number one, are we ready to pray? May religion not become a barrier to my salvation in you.
Can we pray a prayer together?
Lord, I pray to you today. Do not allow religion to become a barrier to my salvation in you. Do not let what you God have given me dominion over to become barrier to my salvation, to my walk with you and my work for you. Deliver me from the barrier bondage of empty religion, Lord. Deliver me, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. The second prayer says, dear Lord, grant us the grace to constantly lay our own lives here before you.
Let it go, Lord. Grant me the grace to constantly, not once in a while, not on Sunday, no,
to lay my life bare before you. Not to withhold anything from you, so that I will not return to you empty-handed. So that my life will not be against only living. Help me, Lord.
Help me, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Top prayer point here says, Lord, help me, Lord, help me to live a life of worthy of my Christian calling. That is worthy of my Christian calling. Lord, help me to live a life that is worthy of my Christian calling.
Help me, Lord,
as we now Paul in strength in witness. Lord God, help me, help us as a church to live life that is worthy of our calling in you. For in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Lastly, say after me, Lord, please help me to serve. serve you well here on earth, so that I will not leave, so that I will live with you in heaven. Lord, help me to serve you well here on earth, so that I will live well with you in heaven. Let's pray that prayer. Lord, help me to live here, to live well here on earth, so that I can enjoy my stay with you in heaven. So that I will not receive reproach. Shall we always say that hell will not complete until some people walk from church to hell? Lord, may I not be among those people that will pass through church to hell? May I not be, Lord? All the souls that have given unto us, Father, may we not journey from church to hell? In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You will deliver us from the syndrome of empty religion. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying.